Hello.
Hello, Maura. Welcome to Thorholt Presents. Good to have you on the show. How's it going?
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's going well, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Well, I've got a tingling nerve behind my groin, but we don't have to go there. You're going to fix that in half an hour after this bit of the call.
We are. You haven't been doing your practice then?
Correct, Mundo. And I've also been sitting in a dodgy old armchair while speaking to people in various energy businesses. I've had a week of terrible posture and slouching.
Oh, no.
I've been a very naughty boy. So the thing is, I'll first name check him only, David, our mutual contact now that you've introduced me to. Your client who had the unbelievable, nasty disc and paralysis situation calls you a miracle worker. So tell us his story a lot quicker than he would.
Yeah, so David is a client of mine. I've been seeing him for coming up to a year now. But he came to me last November having had serious lower back pain. So bad that he'd been bedridden for 8 months virtually. He wasn't able to stand for any length of time or sit for any length of time. So he was working, eating, all in bed, horizontal. He'd been diagnosed with a herniated disc in his lower back. He'd had lower back problems on and off through his life, but this time it really floored him. So he'd seen lots of professionals. He'd been to see the neurosurgeon, and the neurosurgeon said that he needed to have a surgery on it, and he was booked in to have that surgery last December. But COVID actually delayed that surgery, which was a blessing in disguise in the end, because he heard about foundation training and he heard about me through another one of my clients, through a mutual contact, and had nothing to lose really, so gave me a shout. And we started working together. I started teaching him how to move properly, how to create space in his spine with the techniques of foundation training. And within a couple of weeks, he felt a significant difference. And bearing in mind, this was late November. By Christmas, he was able to sit with his family for Christmas dinner, which was a huge change, a huge improvement in his back, going from being bedridden to being able to sit with his family. And from there, he's gone from strength to strength. Within a couple of months, he was back walking and running and back to
crazy, crazy
things. Yeah, falling into ditches and whatnot.
Cutting down trees.
Climbing up ladders. So he had such a huge dramatic change just by putting the effort in to his own body and teaching it how to move well and support his body as it should, which he just lost over the years.
Yeah, I think what's particularly fun about his story is this guy is a barrister, and as he says himself, he's a very cynical guy in terms of, because of his experiences professionally, he's not easily fooled. So he was instantly cynical of anything that could be some kind of, his words, miracle cure. But when I spoke to him, he actually called you a miracle worker. I get quite emotional just thinking about it because of my own experiences with my back. It's such a huge deal when you're able to do things with your family. So for example, I'm 48, but I've been skateboarding with my family recently. And that is something that,
I love that.
A year ago, I would not have thought I'd ever be doing something like that again. In fact, my daughter was like, "Dad, slow down, you're going to crash in the pond." I was over at Duffy Park. I was like, "I know, it's amazing." So yeah, there's something really special about that.
I think
ability to do things
with back pain in general, there's such a fear around it because it can be so severe and so debilitating when it gets bad. So there's such a fear around back pain and people really want a quick fix and really want to do anything. They'll do anything to get rid of that to get rid of that pain, take anything, go under the knife if somebody tells them that that's what's needed. But if you can take the time to think about where it's coming from and to really address it correctly, then you can avoid all these medical interventions and actually get your life back properly.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. So how did you end up doing this, Maura? Did you go to Hogwarts, Harry Potter School of Magic, or how did you get this ability to be working miracles? Have you always been a healer? Have you been healing sick animals that you found, you know, roadkill? You would heal the rabbit?
Not quite.
What's the backstory?
Be cool if I did, but... No, I come from quite a very scientific background, studying sports science at uni and I was very into human movement, biomechanics and anatomy and the anatomy of injury. So I heard about foundation training whilst I was a personal trainer following uni.
Freudian slip.
But I had back pain for years and years, so for probably 8 years through my teens and early 20s I suffered from really debilitating lower back pain, sciatic pain. I was young as well at the time, but still struggled with it a lot, and I remember walking with my mum once up a hill near Aberdeen and just feeling as if my hip was not being held in the socket, and mentioning that to her. And, I was trying to be strong, trying to get strong through my personal training work, through gym work, and I was just in agony and couldn't even get up a hill. And so I ended up hearing about foundation training through a mutual friend of my mum's. And she had seen it, write up about it in a magazine, and so I looked into it thinking, oh, we'll see, it's probably just another one of these fad things.
Miracle Cures Monthly.
Yeah. And
you don't remember the magazine, do you? I love the details.
We should start that.
You're right, actually. That could be a publication that would go some. Miracle Cures Monthly.
It should be my blog name, damn.
You're welcome.
So I looked into it. I read the books written by the creator, Dr. Eric Goodman, and it made the anatomy, the biomechanics that I'd learned at uni kind of fall into place and make sense in a practical way, a way that you could actually use it, not just names of muscles and where they attach, actually how they work together to support our body and to move us. So I started using the exercises, and for me, I had extremely fast results where back pain that I'd been experiencing for 8 years, had gone essentially within a few weeks. I felt like I was able to walk freely. My hips could move freely. My back was pain free, and it was, insane feeling going from years of restriction to that freedom. So I ended up going out to New York, to the States, to train with Dr. Eric Goodman and his team, and train as an instructor. And I really thought that I would go there and tick a box and come back and use it as part of my personal training, but nah, it was completely mind-blowing, changed entirely the way I approached the body and viewed the body and how to move the body. And I really knew at that point that that's what I needed to be doing with my life, is helping other people get these same results with this supposedly miracle cure, which is not.
Who's his most famous client? I seem to remember seeing a video of, was it Hugh Jackman that was praising him? Who was it? There was some super famous movie star was going on about him. Have you seen that, or is that just me?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman is one. He has been involved. There's a lot of very high profile sporting people as well, NBA players,
Not Gaza. He's not responsible for Gaza. For those of you who are under the age of 25, you've probably never heard of Gaza. He was a particularly amazing footballer, but suffered a bit of a fall from grace. Anyway, enough said. You said something about it being mind-blowing. To me, this whole thing, and you did kind of hint at it as well, this whole thing around especially back pain, and we should clarify, foundation training isn't just to help people with back pain. It does a lot more than that. But for me, the mental side is so powerful. Like when I have a spasm in my back, it really gets to you on a mental level that other pain doesn't. I've had broken nose, broken ribs. Ribs break were really painful, but there's something different about back pain. It does get to you in the head. Was there any kind of training, I don't know, counseling, psychotherapy component to the training you did with Dr. Goodman, or are you just naturally good at that? Because the way you speak to me when I've had one of those episodes just settles me right down and gets me back in the groove.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. No, there wasn't any particular training like that. I think that comes from me working with lots and lots of people in similar situations and having been there myself, you know, like I know how awful it is being in back pain, and I think the reason it is so bad is because it's generally so nervy and it's right at the center of your nervous system, so the pain can radiate out from there and it feels so like all consuming, I think. And scary. It feels like if you move in a one funny way, you can, you know, you're really going to be floored.
I shouldn't laugh, but yeah, you're right. So there's an element of empathy there from your own experience. But no, you haven't had kind of specific, I don't know, counseling or psychotherapy training. What other kind of things, what other kind of cases have you dealt with? Like, what other kind of things have you helped people with? Because I don't want someone listening to this might think, well, my back hasn't been an issue, but there might be something else that foundation training could help with.
Yeah, so there's a lot of knee problems as well, and which we help with. It's very common for the lower backs and knees to kind of hurt first when other things aren't working properly. So when our hips and our ankles and feet aren't working properly. So we deal with a lot of knee pain. Even, I remember one client coming to me who had serious knee pain, and she'd been to a knee specialist at the hospital in Aberdeen, and he had, he was making her a metal brace for her knee because she couldn't walk up and down stairs. So worked with her for a few weeks and started building strength, and well, to cut a long story short, she didn't need to take the brace and was able to walk up and down stairs again.
So what you're telling me, Maura, is that you wasted NHS resources. They built a brace that didn't get used.
They wasted them, we see. But so also I've had some good results with women postpartum. It's extremely effective at recovering women's bodies after pregnancy and after childbirth. And I've worked with quite a lot of women actually through pregnancy, and definitely after childbirth. And whether that's straight after or women in their 50s, 60s who haven't or never had the knowledge or never had, you know, had the expertise or the guidance to recover their bodies postpartum. But when they get older, these imbalances that were created from pregnancy end up causing bigger problems and bigger pains. And so it's about reconnecting the body and pulling it back to balance, which pregnancy does well at pulling you out of. So we work with a lot of pregnant women too.
That explains why it works so well for me with my childbearing hips.
Well, you did say you wanted to pull your gut in as well, didn't you?
Well, it's definitely been doing that. Along with not drinking, I've actually, between not drinking and foundation training, I've taken two belt notches down.
Which is good.
Pretty epic. Because I was at the end of lockdown, I was genuinely at that place where literally none of my trousers would fit. Even I had these kind of really cool elasticated waist work trousers that don't look like elasticated waist, but they're flexible. What trousers, sorry?
Pregnancy trousers.
Correct, pregnancy trousers. Men's pregnancy trousers from Slater's.
Nice.
Other clothes shops do exist, but Slater's is the best. Anyway, yeah, even they wouldn't fit. And I was like, oh my God, I really need to do something. So yeah, foundation training definitely does help with gut control. That's for sure.
Pinching your waist in.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that we should talk about here before we sign off and you put me through my paces? Oh, well, there is actually. You mentioned your blog. It's not called Miracle Cures. Where can people find you, Maura, if they want to connect with you? What's the best starting
point? Yeah, so Instagram is a good one. So my handle is at FT Instructors.
As in foundation training instructors. So FT, exactly. Foxtrot, FT, yeah.
Yeah.
FT Instructors.
And my website, also same name, ftinstructors.co.uk. I've got a blog, which I've just launched on there. Going to be putting regular articles up. And there's information on what we offer, the teaching, and if you want to learn about foundation training, how you can do that is on the website there as well.
Hi, I seem to remember one of the early blog posts is David's story, the guy we mentioned, the barrister, his story.
Yeah, that's going to be the next one that goes up.
Ah, cool.
Okay. In a week or so. Yeah.
Brilliant. Nice one. Thanks, Maura. Really good to have you on the show.
And, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I look forward to introducing other people to Miracle Maura.
Thanks very much, Thor.
Cheers.